We Like Dota, episode 22, starts now.
Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sabonyinger, and joining me this evening is the triumphant return
of
Jared Clyde Frog Pedersen. How you doing, Jared?
Hey,
welcome
Brian.
Back, friend. Welcome back.
And hey, Ben. You haven't been introduced. You can't talk until you're introduced.
You're also hearing the voice of Ben Yadneb Day.
Hey, guys.
The internet's darling.
Perfect.
Can I say welcome back, Jared, now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome back, Jared.
Hey, thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
How you doing, Jared?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm doing fine.
You holding up okay?
Wonderful.
That's good.
Yes.
How many times has your baby pooped on you?
Pooped on me?
Yeah.
Zero, because I am awesome.
Really? How are you managing this?
Because you wait until she's done pooping to change a diaper.
Okay.
Jessica doesn't get this. She's like, oh, she pooped. I need to change a diaper. Give her a couple minutes. She's sitting in poop, so what? You can clean her up anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, once you're in your own poop, you can't get any worse than
being in your
own poop.
Yeah, you can't get any more poopy.
So when Jess does it, like, the baby is still pooping.
It's happened three times.
Rookie mistake, it sounds like.
She'll learn. See, that's why you're the foundation of that family over there, Jared.
Absolutely.
That's why you're the father.
Absolutely.
You're rearing your child.
Yeah, good leadership.
That's what I do.
All right, anyway, guys, we're going to start this episode off, as is tradition, and start with who'd you play?
Tradition.
Well, what's different about this episode, Brian?
You probably should acknowledge
something is happening.
We have a video camera set up.
Okay.
And we are live streaming.
You're not supposed to acknowledge the camera. Remember, he said that like 12 times.
You can acknowledge it. I said just don't make direct eye contact.
Constantly. You asked if we were supposed to look at the camera.
Because then it looks like you're trying to...
No, I'm looking at you, Ben.
It looks like you're trying to make love with the audience.
Well, that was my job, I was
telling. That's true, actually.
We do have a webcam set up. I've been using it when we're streaming.
Demand.
And I found out a workflow that dramatically... saves me time.
Everyone's excited
for
about
putting
this.
Things on YouTube.
And by everyone, I mean me and you.
So you can all see
and me partially.
You can all see how fat we are.
Quite fat.
How ugly we are.
Quite ugly.
Sure.
But you guys asked.
Ben and I wear hats.
You guys asked.
We both wear hats,
and I do occasionally.
Yeah, but you wear like those hipster hats.
I do. Yeah, I do.
We both wear it because we're partially ginger, or fully ginger.
And we like sports.
Right.
And we like sports.
But anyway, if you guys ever want to watch us record the show, you can watch us stream that live Sundays. The time kind of varies, but I'll try and tweet it out. And
follow Sabone on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/Sabone. Though I am going to start the We Like Dota Twitch channel.
I think it should be WLD TV.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Yeah,
See if we can get it.
Fantastic.
Well, then we can we'll share the channel. All three of us.
That'd be great.
Totally.
Perfect. We'll figure that out. So there's that.
Perfect.
But anyway, we are going to start off with who'd you play? And I'm going to start with Jared.
Yeah, because it's easy. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, to be fair.
I played one game.
Yes.
That counts.
I guess, yeah.
Who'd you play one game?
Sand King.
I think it's impressive that you have a baby that's 2 weeks old and you were able to fit in one game of Dota 2.
Yes, and my wife is a wonderful person.
She is. She's perfectly delightful.
Absolutely.
Was she also asleep while you played?
No.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Kind of.
Yeah, partially.
She asked me to close the door.
That works.
So as to not corrupt the child with all the swearing.
Right. I think I did pretty well, actually.
You played Sand King.
I did.
You played a heck of a Sand King.
How did that go? You mean you haven't played for how long?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah. Did it go
about
okay?
2 weeks. It went okay.
Was this an in-house match? With
yeah,
the
it was.
Listeners?
It was the Friday night community night, and I drafted probably the worst team I've ever drafted.
The worst laning team.
It was a Fnatic draft. And what I mean by that is there are two ways to normally think about drafting. One is you think about the lane structure as you're drafting and how heroes fit together. The other one is just to pick heroes and figure it out later.
And you did the latter?
Yeah, and I usually don't do that.
You really think about it a lot.
All this insight that you just provided us is why I'm so glad you're here.
Mind is blown. Sure. This is more entertaining or more informative than any podcast that Brian and I have done combined.
Absolutely.
Ever. Yeah. Think, yeah. Yeah. Sure. But yeah. So it ended up working great because we ended up completely owning everything.
We did.
And it was a really good time.
Do you get the impression that people were taking it easy on you because you were with child or recently had child?
No. Yes, maybe. I don't know.
I doubt that they were. I just was curious if that was in your mind at all.
Well, we had Kylar playing mid, so we were going to win.
As SF?
No.
He never Silencer. Gets to play. He Silencer. Has, he, and this is props to Kylar. I think he's actually gained a reputation that people are giving him, like, respect bans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our team was banning the heck out of Shadow Fiend.
Yeah.
And he was really upset about
he
it.
Didn't but get I think to
it's,
play it's for a respect, three matches.
It's a respect thing. I oh, mean, yeah. Really, it's a good thing.
Because if you don't shut his Shadow Fiend down, you lose.
He plays a good Shadow Fiend. He really does.
Yeah. And that's definitely a hero that if you have somebody that's good, it can take over a game.
They can get out of control.
Down by that with Elder Titan, anything that has minus armor.
You got it.
Game one.
Yeah. Okay, Ben, your turn.
I played I played a lot of Dota, actually, but I played about 8 matches of TA for my daily hero challenge.
Okay.
And I was...
I'm assuming you lost every single one.
I was incapable of winning a game, so...
You still haven't gotten the win?
I re-rolled my daily challenge. I looked at it. It was 5 days of losing as TA, and I'm like, I just need to switch this.
So yeah.
No. I think I played really well during the community matches, for the most part. I know you cast those, but I had a good game as Viper and as Luna.
Mm-hmm.
But TA did not work.
She doesn't fit your style, in my opinion.
Yeah, Jared knows me better than I know me, so I believe it.
Wow.
And I don't think that she's an overly strong hero right now, in general.
Right, we talked about that a little bit before. I think it sounds like she's not in a good place to begin with.
Right, and we had a disagreement there.
I disagree, because we're at average skill. We're at average skill, right?
So technically, mine is below average.
I think it... Right.
I think I'm actually the only one at average skill.
I think if you're playing at a professional level, it matters when you need to squeeze every single last ounce of advantage out of her. You need to, like, if you're playing TA and you're losing, it's because you're not farming well. Putting yourself out of position. You're just not playing well. Just get better.
I disagree. I think at our skill level, it's more hero design. So she may be a bad hero.
I don't think that
design
she,
for like our skill level. Yeah, I don't like her kit either. I think it was all about the kit.
I don't think
it's like a balance thing as much. I think it's just certain kits are going to be much more successful at our skill level.
But then also when there's a balance issue, it extrapolates.
It makes it even crazier. Sometimes things that can be abused are things you can barely even use when you're a lower skill level player.
Well, like Viper Strike.
Right.
What?
Well, and why Viper? Probably I'm successful with Viper because he's freaking easy to use. He has 2 buttons.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but Viper is just a dominator.
He is. Yeah, he is.
That's what he is. So,
right, which apparently is my playstyle. I don't know.
Ben, dominator. What you described to me makes way more sense now. That certain kits lend themselves to a higher
skill cap.
I think so. Yeah,
like
without
clockwork.
Clockwork. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he owns in competitive play, but you see somebody try to use him. Chen is another example. A lot of those type of heroes.
Yeah. IO. Yeah, anyway. So what else did you play, though, Ben?
Well, I played Viper and I played Luna.
Right.
Those were kind of go-tos. I think I probably had a match or two on Elder Titan, which he's always kind of a go-to for me as well.
But as he should be.
In terms of exploring other characters, it would mostly be TA. And that did not go well.
Yep. Gross.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ben.
It's okay.
And I played match commentary.
And you had fun. I was worried about whether you were having
fun or feeling left out. One game that I know of.
I did play one game. I played one game as Tidehunter and had success somewhat on him.
Well, are we talking about community tonight now or later?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, never mind.
But I did have a fun time doing match commentary.
Great.
We'll talk about that later, though.
More to come.
All right, guys, let's move into the news. Tuned. So the TI4 bracket format was announced. And Jared, I feel like it's best to pass this off to you for you to break this down for us.
Okay.
lucky you, buddy.
Yeah. So as it turns out, things will be confusing. Because it's not just a normal...
I don't understand why you guys are having issues with it. It's fine.
There's just a lot going on. I mean, there's just 3 phases, and the phases are kind of weird, and who goes on and who doesn't go on.
It's the largest esports gaming event of the year.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a little complicated.
And it's probably more confusing than March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a bracket.
That's true.
Well, no, but you got the bubble teams and all that crap about who gets in the bracket. That's confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a little confusing.
I think part of that is because there's
RPI.
No...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's confusing things.
Going into the international, there's no, like... point system. You know, nobody, right, everyone goes right in on evil, on equal ground.
Evil ground, yes. Right.
Evil ground.
Evil, yes, ground, yeah. It's between March Madness and the BCS in terms right of complexity.
Right, yeah.
Okay, take it over, Jared.
So basically, we have our 16 teams, which we only have 15 at this point. We have our 15 teams that are going to be already at the event. Then we have these four teams are going to be playing in. What are you... What's going on?
There's a Twitch viewer who just said he's going to make Twitch account called WLDTV. So you guys screwed it up for
Way
us.
Way to go.
We are no longer live streaming.
Oh, great.
Crap.
It's probably Kyle.
It's the chat room.
So anyways, so we have these four teams.
Yeah.
They're going to play for that last spot.
Right. The wild card.
The wild card. And then there's going to be the 16 teams that are going to be at the actual event. So they're going to have, instead of what they did in the past, they had like four groups of the six of the teams, and they played, I think, all best of threes at that point.
Right.
Which is more like the you know, soccer type of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Like a group?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like the World Cup in the fact that it's set up like that.
Okay.
But they played all best of threes.
But now we have more of a round robin scenario.
Exactly. So there's going to be these 16 teams are going to play each other team once.
Which I kind of like that.
It's interesting.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
I think it'll make for better playing or better watching of all games.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're not going to see kind of... You're not going to see like at last year's international the Pudge Fountain Hooks. You're not going to see anything like that.
Right,
come out.
Right.
Because every game is going to be very, very important.
Yeah,
right. That's true. But
so,
I think that's good.
So there's an up and down. There's an up and down. So from there, after the round robin phase, eight teams are going to move off into the playoffs.
Right. The bottom eight are eliminated.
Yeah.
A couple teams just get moved right to the final event at that point, right? I think the first and second place, or at least first place team, goes right to the main event.
Yeah.
Yeah, immediate into the main event, I think.
Which I like that there's so many.
Yeah, maybe it was 12. Yeah, you're right. There were four teams that are going to be eliminated right away.
Okay.
Four teams are going to be moved into the main event, and eight are going to then start playing the first phase.
Right.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, what it was.
Which I really like that there's so many best of threes going on, because you said it's round robin, right?
It's all round robin, but all best of ones.
Okay. This I like because it, I think with playing so many games of Dota for such a long time,
right?
I mean, you're looking at what, 8 hours of Dota a day or something? I don't know. A crazy,
it's going to be a lot.
Matches.
It's going to be a lot.
I think that mechanic makes the better teams just rise to the top. Yeah.
In some respects, yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I think the best of three format is a little better, in my opinion. But obviously, you can't have...
I do agree.
15 teams playing, or, you know, 16 teams playing each other in a best of three, because that would take a month.
Right.
Yeah, that's just unrealistic. But, yeah, I mean, otherwise, it's just going to be more or less a double elimination bracket from there.
Yeah.
So, should be pretty good.
Yeah, I am really excited. I think it'll be a lot of good Dota to watch, and
it's going to be a lot.
Don't tell my wife this, but
she doesn't watch this, so okay.
Yeah,
I think she'll be okay.
I think the finals take place like the weekend of her birthday.
Oh no, nice. I think you're right.
So there's no birthday present like a pub stomp.
Well, I'm gonna try and move the birthday celebration to the next weekend.
As you should.
Because it happens during... I think her birthday's during the week or something like that.
Yeah, if it's like a Tuesday or something, she'll be like, we'll celebrate next Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Look at me. I just like NPR'd the crap out of that.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
So
yeah.
Ben, I know... not to call you out, Ben, but I'm going to kind of call you out a little bit.
Go ahead and call
I know... You were quite confused about the bracket for a while, and for good reason, I might
just
add.
I think I didn't look clear. I didn't look at the main event bracket correctly, and so Jared had to bring some clarification there on how that works. But
yeah,
I think now that he clarified things, but there's just a lot going on.
I mean, really,
you've got phase one has people that go to main event, phase two has people that go to main event, and then other people are playing into it.
What we decided,
it's going to be a lot of Dota, which I guess if you're into that, that's going to be great. You know,
if you're into that sort of thing.
I mean, but
if you like Dota,
it may be. I don't know if it's going to be too much Dota, but it's going to be a lot of Dota, and I think the main event is going to be pretty exciting, though. I think it's going to be making sure it seems like it's going to ensure that the best teams are the teams in the main event. I think that's what really matters in the long run.
Yeah,
right. I would agree.
I really agree. I spent when the blog post on the Dota 2 blog went up about this whole bracket, I think I spent like 20 minutes to a half hour just reading through it. And then even then I was like, I don't know if I've got this right.
Well, yeah, I think there's just so much there. It's interesting.
Let me ask you this, Ben. How many plushies are you going to buy?
Well, do you think they'll be there? Do you think they're going to sell out? I mean, I don't know.
They're going to put them online, I think.
No, I know, but do you think they'll even stay there? I mean, they might go pretty fast.
They're going to go really fast. If I know Ben Yadnab Day, I know that either you or your wife will figure out some way to get like 9 of these things.
I'll probably buy...
And you'll get $150 of Steam credit from it.
Let's say that they make 8 plushies. I'll probably buy 4 blind boxes.
Wow.
Like, I'll probably get like half of what
and they... And you'll get all your money back, too, from the items.
Normally. If the past is any indicator, I don't know if having those online is going to change anything, but those items sold for a lot last time. I mean, it made me money. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, made you a lot of money.
Which is all gone now.
Right.
Damn compendium.
Jared, I know you requested to talk about Fnatic.
Well, I just wanted to quickly mention it.
I think it bears worth mentioning. We're talking about esports. I think we need to talk about what's going on.
I think we just need to mention it.
Yeah.
If you guys don't watch any Dota, which is fine if you don't, but I suggest that you might just want to check out some old VODs or, you know, the past games of Fnatic in the past couple weeks, because you will see one of the most exciting young players in all of Dota. He goes by Excalibur. I think his first name is Steve.
I think his first name is X.
No, it's Steve.
Last name Caliber.
Yes, Steve Caliber X.
That's a good name. That's a strong name.
He's a lot of fun to watch. And one of his signature heroes is Meepo.
Mappo.
Really? So there's been a lot of Meepo play.
There has been a lot of Meepo.
Because as you guys know, I'm a Meepo player.
And you would respect this kid as a Meepo player. I tell you what, Ben. He
legitimately brings Meepo into the meta.
Yeah. 100%. What are you doing over there, Ben? Ben, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the podcast, the Twitch thing up.
You're trying to watch us.
Go ahead.
This is like Inception weirdness.
I know, it's so strange.
All right. So anyway,
our production value has just gone down the pipe here.
You wanted to do this Twitch thing.
I know.
So
I know.
Now people are stealing your Twitch channel names. So they've been playing a lot of Meepo, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of Meepo. Great. So Meepo Tinker and...
He had one match where his CS was like 850.
He had like 850 CS and last hits in like, what was it? Like 45 minutes.
It was crazy.
It was insane. Unreal.
I think it's really interesting with Meepo, because with Meepo, he gets 6 slotted and maxes out at like that.
30 minutes.
Quick. And then...
So do you look for a long game against him?
No,
not at all. You got to shut him down before he gets to 6 slotted, basically, huh?
Well, right. No.
Well, either that, or you try and ride out the storm until the rest of your carries can catch up to him.
Right.
That's what I was saying. So if you're countering Meepo, you want a long game.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. You guys were disagreeing with a different statement.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
No. Yeah, as Meepo, you want the game.
A quick game.
Yeah, you want it 25 to 35 minutes.
That's
max.
What, as a Meepo player, I thought you were supposed to
do. Right, yeah, no, totally. But as a counter to Meepo, you want to do one of two things. Shut him down early so that he can't make it go long. Yeah, or make it go long.
So. Now, we were talking earlier, you guys had a good suggestion for a counter pick for Meepo, which was...
Jakiro, actually.
Brian's blank expression. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No.
Tell me more.
So today, they lost their first, Fnatic lost their first match when they actually got Meepo, because it had been banned so much, against EG.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it seemed like Jakiro could shut him down pretty well. He had a lot of.
Ice Path Macro Pyre, baby.
Yeah.
So just watch out for that two headed dragon, then, I guess.
I guess.
Interesting stuff. So, as a Meepo player, I want to make sure I ban Jakiro.
Yep.
Exactly. Anybody that has lockdown, basically.
Okay, great.
That's what you want to do with Meepo.
This being said, I think they're the only team that consistently uses Meepo, correct?
Yeah.
I've seen DK run it somewhat.
Sometimes, yeah.
But they're running it how Fnatic used to run it, with No-Tail being support Meepo.
No-Tail, who is now Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Which I love him.
So do you think...
I love that he's Danish, which...
Do you think the Meepo play is such that we're actually looking at a nerf towards Meepo, or is this just like an isolated incident? You might just ban him if you're playing that team. You're not going to worry about.
You're definitely either going to ban it or know that you're playing it.
But you don't think it's something that other other teams are going to really pick up on. It's just that he's playing an out of the world, you know, out of this world Meepo.
He's 16 years old and can micro unbelievably
well. Which is crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's what that's all going to boil down to.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I think Meepo is just so, has just like not been used competitively.
Right.
The other teams are catching up to him, and EG had their number all day. Because basically with Meepo, it's a 4 protect 1.
In most respects,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And they were able to play pretty well against it.
Yeah.
They did offlane Faceless Void, which I like offlane Faceless Void.
Well, Universe playing that Faceless Void is just unreal.
He's really good.
He's really good.
He's really good.
Cool. Anyways, but enough esports talking
they
here.
They like went crazy through the D2L Western Challenge bracket. They took good down... Lord, yeah. Navi, Empire. Who else?
There's only two so far, I think.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's something to talk about.
And they 2-0'd both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So let's see. What else here? Oh, guys, did you notice the UI updates?
They made some pretty big changes there. Yeah. Have you been on yet, Jared, since they've done that?
Yeah, it took me 45 minutes to update.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you couldn't play with us initially.
Exactly.
Right? I joke that...
Jessica's like, okay, yeah, go ahead and play. This is like 10 o'clock. Great, okay, great. I'm gonna go hop on. Wait for me, guys.
Can I suggest you just leave your computer on during this phase of your life so that if you want to play Dota, you can just hop on?
I left my computer on. I just didn't open up Steam.
Oh, leave Steam open. This is what
I joke that that Kyle has a Walmart internet connection, but you have like the Dollar General internet connection,
like the Aldi's where you have to pay for the plastic bags.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So Ben, what UI elements have been changed?
Well, I noticed the hero selection looks a little different, which is nice. I noticed a really nice. What's going on?
We're up to 3 viewers.
Hey, everybody.
I'm one of those viewers. So we're up to... No, they changed the interface there for hero selection, both when you're looking in the armory and when you're actually in game. One of the things I really like, Kyle and I both noticed this, is the neat kind of loading screen interface where you get some different angles of the field.
I love it.
It's really peaceful.
And it like letterboxes in those black bars. Makes it real dramatic.
Yeah, real dramatic looking. It's really cool. So I like that one. Really epic.
That also
epic's
happens,
a good word for it.
That also happens when there's an ancient kill, like when the match ends.
Yeah, you're right.
It brings in the bars.
Mm-hmm. It changed that animation a little bit, which is nice.
All of a sudden, you're going CinemaScope on your already 16:9.
And now
format.
You can also zoom out in spectator mode.
Yes.
What is this, that? Tell me a little bit about that, because I haven't messed with that yet.
This was great.
When you were casting games, could you do this? Then?
Yeah.
And did you do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How far out can you get? Because I haven't messed with it.
Probably 2.5 times what you normally could, I would say.
Which shows you what? Not the whole field, right? But you're seeing a lane and a half.
If you're watching the mid lane, like you can see the entrance to the jungles.
Yeah, you could see
like where the ancients are on the right side.
Okay. You could see most of like the high ground.
Cool. Like, so it makes a big difference, I would think.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you use it, because if you're all the way zoomed out, you're going to miss a lot of action.
Right.
But it's nice when you zoom out when there's like two teams kind of approaching each other, and you have those kind of awkward tension moments of like people wrapping around and getting into position.
We'll be able to see that on the matches you casted, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah, it's professional.
I'll have to check it out, yeah.
Yeah, it's professional.
Of course.
Yeah, and Classy. Then like the hero loadouts, they changed a little bit. There's some updated buttons. They kind of... I think they made the heroes like... It, I don't know. It just looks more designed to me. It looks nice.
You're getting a closer view
it's
of them.
Finished,
I think. And then there's like more transparent boxes and things. And
yeah,
I think there's maybe is there a new animation, or was that animation always there when you select somebody? They like pop in. Is that like, different or new, or just
it's new.
Different?
Is it just different? Okay.
I think it plays like some sort of thing for them.
Perfect. No, it does. It plays like an animation for everybody. And then I'm still kind of getting my mind wrapped around everything. Are they still on that? They're not on that little green rotating
platform.
But you can rotate them still, right?
I think you can still rotate them. I'm not sure about as fast. I haven't done any spinning.
They're on like
can
some
they still
sort
make
of...
them spin like all around really fast like an ice skater?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect. That's all we care about.
I was hoping they didn't take that away.
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
And then the hero select screen was changed as well.
Right.
And did you mention that?
I did a couple times actually.
I really
haven't heard it.
It's very geometric, lots of straight lines.
Yeah, as somebody who is more in tune with the design stuff than Jared and I, what did you think overall? Are you a fan? Yay, nay?
Yeah, maybe? I'm a fan. It seems a little bit more... It seems like it's not quite as optimized as it could be. It seems like there's a little bit more lag.
I've been having more lag in general lately, but I'm not sure if it's related to
that. It seems a little designed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. They've taken like too obviously designed.
Design.
Yeah. I've always gotten the impression with the Dota 2 interface in general that it's like held together with baling wire and duct tape.
Yep. It's kind of the charm.
Have you played?
It's kind of the charm.
League of Legends is run through Adobe Air, and I think this feels more professional than that in a lot of ways. I mean, you've played League of Legends, and it's just like that feels like you're just
playing Farmville.
It is straight.
It feels like you're playing Farmville in terms of the interface. And obviously, it's a really popular game. I'm not trying to knock it, but just the interface doesn't seem as up to snuff. So,
well, maybe Farmville too.
Yeah, it is a little jarring to go from like,
it does feel like Farmville.
One application to like another application. With League, but
it's not all integrated.
But I think Dota 2's just like design for menus and stuff. It's just bizarre. Like it doesn't follow any traditional.
Well, remember Chris design. Our friend of the show, Chris, who played with us for a while and has
played lately.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes. But he just complained he couldn't figure out how to like minimize anything or get anywhere. He would constantly complain about that, and I think he had a legitimate gripe about it.
It is a little off kilter.
Yeah,
like the button in the top corner to like minimize the game.
It's strange. Really bizarre. Yeah, strange. Really
it's not intuitive.
It is not.
But it's okay. I mean, I love the game. I'm not trying to knock it too much. But
so I'm gonna knock it up.
Are we UI redesign? Are we thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm thumb sideways.
Okay.
I am most of the way up, like 3/4 of the way up.
Mainly because I've played one game.
I'm mostly thumbs up. I'm with Ben.
Yeah, they also have the let's talk about the Steam sale a little bit. So the change there, the thing going on right now with the chests for 50 cents per 50 day.
50 cent chest. I've been buying one every day.
Oh man, I've been buying like two every day. I'm suckered into this thing.
You've been buying two every day?
Oh yeah, at least.
Wow,
man.
I've missed
this. So what's going on?
So every day. So the Steam sale's going on, which usually
it's a Steam summer sale.
That's just like Valve. Here's my wallet. Go ahead and take money. But I've done that for so many years now that I mostly just have a gigantic backlog of games I'll never ever play.
It's practically a holiday, really.
Right. It really is. But I haven't really bought any games this year just because I'm like, I look at my games list and I don't know how many games do I have, Brian. I mean, I shared them with you because I'm like, I'm never going to play these games.
It was like 150.
Between the two of us, our combined library is 250.
Right. I'll never play. That many Jesus games guys. So I'm like, I need to stop playing games. But now they started selling chests, so every day one of those chests, like I think they're old chests that used to be out for different events. So every day there's a new chest on sale for 50 cents, and I'm like, I should probably get at least 5 because that's the cost of a normal chest. So I haven't been that bad.
So you don't have to buy a key with it?
No.
Oh, it's just a chest.
Oh, Jesus.
It's 50 cents just for an unlocked chest.
Oh
yeah,
it's great.
I don't know why he's giving me a hard time. So I've been.
I was not giving you a hard time.
He was a little bit, but anyways,
a little bit.
But I've been buying at least probably 2 to 3 chests every time.
That's awesome.
So, I've been buying one a day, and
for you to have some self control.
Two of the three items that I've bought have been Centaur items that I've sent over to Jared.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. That's where those gifts came from. I saw the. You're gonna get some gifts.
You're gonna get some stuff. Well, Jared went crazy and gave me a bunch of Mirana items.
Okay.
He gave me a mount and some sweet hair from Mirana.
And that loading screen.
And that sweet loading screen, yeah.
Yeah. She was a little racy in that. I thought you'd appreciate it.
The racy loading screen.
By the way, Jared, you sent us videos of Piri and Flax on YouTube.
Those are pretty funny.
Those are gold. I knew who Piri and Flax was, but I had never watched any of his videos. The one about Luna.
I haven't watched that one.
And him, like,
oh my God,
sniffing the saddle of Luna's mouth.
Oh, gross.
It's really gross.
It's fantastic.
They are pretty funny. Those videos are funny. Oh,
but anybody, if anybody's interested, Piri and Flex.
Does he have one for every hero now at this point, or a lot of them?
No, I don't think so. But man, he is hilarious.
Yeah, they're funny.
Oh my God. I was watching them at work, which was a terrible idea.
You shouldn't have done that. That's
and I was
really
just
bad
laughing so hard.
Oh gosh.
It was a Friday afternoon. I had nothing
what are you
to
do? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, are we comfortable with moving on to the Hero of the Week?
Sure, Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week.
You apparently are.
Hero of the Week.
Hero of the Week. Brought to you by...
Somebody's got to move this
Brian
Sunbone show along.
Right. Brought to you by that.
Sunbone Dinger.
This, the Hero of the Week is Juggernaut.
That mold in that cup.
This show has just gone so downhill.
Would you just go on to the next topic?
Hero of the Week is Juggernaut. All right. Okay, so let's talk about Juggernaut. He is mostly played as a carry, though Jared seems to think you could play him as a support.
Wait. 100% yes. Are you serious?
Explain the Juggernaut support to me thing. That does not
healing
sound
ward.
Like...
You max the healing ward right away.
Okay, give me more.
There. Okay, Jared.
Is that all
you're
you
fine.
Need?
There are other support. There are other supports that heal and bring way more support.
Make an argument for why you would pick him as a support over somebody
Dazzle,
else. His kit.
Abaddon.
His kit is about...
Keeper of the Light.
Yeah, his kit is about damaging the heck out of people.
Witch
right?
Doctor.
Exactly. Now, no, but listen.
Doesn't he need some farm?
You pick him as like a... You don't have to. If he just gets levels... He'll be fine, right?
Why would you
Right, Brian? If he just gets levels, he's fine.
No.
I disagree.
He's a carry.
Omni Slash will still do some work.
Omni Slash, you're right.
Omni Slash
the base damage of Omni Slash is good, and his ultimate's good. I'll give you that. I just think, wouldn't you rather have some reliable stuns or something like that?
Well, absolutely. But let's
you
say...
You really would want those stuns.
Right. I think you'd want to stun somebody instead of slash.
You normally get
as
two
a support.
Supports, don't you?
Yes.
Right.
Every support doesn't have a stun. Dazzle doesn't have a stun.
Right. So you're forcing...
Witch Doctor doesn't have a reliable stun.
Right. You're forcing the other support to be one with a stun.
Absolutely. Sure.
And you're saying he's better than any other supports.
No, I'm not saying he's better, but I'm saying you can play him as a support.
But why? You could play anybody as support.
Absolutely.
Make an argument for why you would do so.
Because he has that healing ward that does work.
Ben's not wrong.
Right.
You can play any... Remember when I was trying to work out the Slardar support?
Yeah.
And it didn't work out at all.
The question
but
is,
it worked.
But the question is why. You always want to pick the person who's going to best help your team.
Maybe he does.
I can't... Well, give me the situation where he does.
I don't know the situation where he
I don't
does.
Think there is one.
Yeah,
I think
there
that's
could
what
be.
Brian
there
and I
be.
Are
there
saying.
There could be. There could be.
Let me give you this, Jared.
Bring it.
If you ever have a time when you can play Dota 2 again...
Ever. Sure.
You know that
Sniper
I love
support.
To play the number 4 semi-carry support.
We'll try Juggernaut.
I'll try Juggernaut.
And rush the healing ward.
I'll give you
and
that.
We will push the crap out of that team.
So yeah. Okay, so there's your strategy. You want to have him in a pushing strategy.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Because then you can stand... Because correct me if I'm wrong, but the level 4 healing ward does a lot of healing, does it not?
One would hope, since that's what you're basing your entire argument around.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll get to that later.
All right, sure.
But traditionally,
experimental things aside, he's a carry. Yeah,
he's a carry. You almost definitely want to run him as a carry, either as your number one or number two carry. It
right. So
really
ignore
matter.
The whole last 3 minutes of conversation.
Correct.
Whatever, guys.
Yeah. So you're going to want to be getting a lot of farm on him, and I think even traditionally you'd want to run him in the safe lane.
I would agree. He might be okay in the off lane just because of Omnislash, but I think safe lane's probably his best fit.
Well, yeah, and the healing ward. The healing ward helps him a
he's
lot.
Got, he's got a little bit of sustainability there, but I think you want to probably have him in the safe lane.
I do think Juggernaut is a good carry if you are new to the game, because that healing ward really, really helps you out a lot. It really helps you.
I don't disagree.
His Q gives you magic immunity.
Yeah.
Which is,
I think
really
that's
nice.
The thing that probably makes him really viable for a newer player.
Yeah, it really helps you get out of bad situations.
Correct.
And he has a natural passive, which is always a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about his skills, since we've talked about how to lane him or how to not lane him.
As a support.
His Q is Blade Fury, causes a blade storm of destructive force around Juggernaut, rendering him immune to magic and dealing damage to nearby enemy units.
That's what I kept calling Omnislash. I was totally wrong on that.
Yeah, Omnislash is his ultimate.
Right, okay. So Blade Fury is what I was... I mixed that up.
So it does 80, 100, 120, 140 damage and lasts 5 seconds.
So
and you also get magic immunity during this time.
Does it do that damage per second? Or
yes.
Oh.
It does a good chunk of damage. I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Wow.
I mean, it does good damage for
so
sure.
So 140 a second for up to 5 seconds?
Right.
Wow.
If they're standing in the swinging sword.
They practically have to be standing in it at that point, yeah.
Well, that's fine,
it's,
but...
It's tough to... It's tough to get the...
If you stun somebody, you're going
to
get... You're probably not going to get all of it, but you can get a good chunk of it, though.
Can you not phase boot it?
You can
absolutely.
Definitely phase boot it, which is
well
definitely...
It.
That's the item conversation, but yes, you're right. Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
Okay, his W is Healing Ward. Summons a Healing Ward that heals all...
Which is why
all...
you can play support.
Summons a healing ward that heals all nearby allied units based on their max hit points.
I usually max that last, probably.
If you're playing carry, you should max
right.
that
what,
last.
What is the max healing on that?
The max max HP per second. So it just does like a flat percentage.
Okay.
So just 2, 3, 4, and 5.
5% of your hit point
duration
pool.
Then?
For 25 seconds.
That's a good chance.
So level 5, that's 100%.
Well, a little bit more than that, right?
Yeah, it would be, actually.
Right? Math is hard, you guys.
5 times 25 is 125.
If what you're saying is
oh,
true.
Oh, right. Yes. So, frick. But yeah, that's what it does. It just heals you for a max percentage of your max HP.
Which is huge. That is a nice heal. I'll
give you
that.
The ward has 450 movement speed.
Which is pretty quick.
Lasts 25 seconds. And so people like use this thing for like scouting.
Which is okay.
And it's kind of versatile.
Yeah.
Somewhat versatile.
Is the healing come fast enough to be really effective in a team fight? I guess that's what I don't see in a support role. Do you think it does?
If your healing ward is not in the middle of the fight to where it can be killed, yeah, because you can kill it.
Right. I just don't know if it. I feel like other. People,
let's say your team fight lasts 4 seconds.
Right.
4 seconds.
If they don't at kill max, the ward, if then you at, got 20% of
you got 20% of your health restored.
Is that enough to make a huge difference? I mean, I know it makes a difference.
Yeah, I would think does. So. Yeah. I would think
that's,
so.
That's at earlier levels. That's kind of like a mechanism.
It is,
or more
at early levels. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
or more.
Okay, his E is Blade Dance. Gives Juggernaut Blade a chance Dance. To deal.
That's stupid.
Gives Juggernaut a chance to deal double damage on each attack. Critical damage is 200%.
A flat 200.
Well, yeah, double damage.
Okay.
Critical chance is. Yeah. At all levels, it's 200%.
Okay.
And then
your percentage just increases.
Yeah. It's okay. 15, 20, 25, and 35%.
Well, that's a decent passive. I like that passive.
Good. Yeah. I think you'd want to get a value point in that and
right away
move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, since it's a flat percentage, I definitely think even level 2 probably.
Yeah.
Is he probably, what's the difference in percentage, like crit?
15 to 35.
Yeah. 15, 20, 25, 30.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, his ultimate is Omni Slash. Juggernaut yep. leaps towards the target enemy unit with a damaging attack and then slashes other nearby units, dealing between 200 and 225 damage per slash. Juggernaut is invulnerable for the duration. Also upgraded by Aghanim Scepter.
That's a really nice ultimate. I mean, it just
it's melts one
people.
Of it's one of the best, yeah, especially when if you get the Ag Scepter with him.
Ooh. Yeah, the cooldown is 130, 120, and 110.
Okay.
Jumps are 3, 6, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Jump radius is 425.
That's a pretty big radius.
And if you get the Aghanim Scepter, it puts the cooldown down to 70.
Here's the question I don't know the answer to. Does that stack with his passive so he gets crits with those?
That is a good question.
I don't believe it does.
Yeah. I don't know
that. I don't know either.
I don't remember ever seeing.
I don't think it does. Crit. I don't think I've seen a crit with it either. I just was curious if you guys had.
But because then it would be like 400.
Oh, it would be crazy, yeah.
If you get Ag Scepter, it changes the jumps to 6, 9, and 12.
Okay.
So you get a 3 extra no matter where you are
at. So at 12 jumps, you're doing whatever 12 times 200 is.
Right. Really, Brian?
2,400 damage.
Come on, buddy.
Sit down, Jared.
Is it pure damage, physical damage, magic damage?
It's damage.
Pure damage.
I don't know what it is. I'm just looking at my app here and it doesn't say. Normally I have Dota 2 wiki.
I'll grab it. I'm there.
Okay. I'm just curious on that. But I think from personal experience, it does a crap ton of damage. I mean, it's really nice.
A lot of damage.
It will destroy you.
It's like if they haven't died, then you just have to hit them once or twice and they're dead. I think that's right. What it boils down
yeah.
to.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's physical damage because I think
it is physical.
It goes to BKB.
Physical. Okay.
It's physical damage.
Yeah.
But it doesn't scale with your own damage output. It's just flat, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Which is also a good chunk, though.
It also provides a mini stun on the first attack.
Oh.
Did not know that.
But does it stack with the passive? Is that anywhere?
I don't think it does. I mean, if it's just flat damage, it's not going to actually scale from anything else.
Yeah. Anyway, while Jared's looking that up, we'll talk about items. And this is one thing that I really liked about.
Evasion doesn't work on it.
Oh,
I think it's just does the damage.
That is a counter to PA.
Who's actually coming into the meta, by the way?
Yeah,
interesting pretty hard. Stuff. Yeah, that's good to keep in mind. Yeah.
Big time.
Even yeah, and even people who you would definitely. Why
new
is
girl.
That funny?
New girl.
Oh,
big time.
I have no idea.
It's fun.
Even for heroes that you know they're most likely going to build a butterfly that'd be really good, like some
gyrocopter,
like Luna. Yeah, gyrocopter.
Tasteless okay. Void.
So anyway, items. Something that I really liked about Juggernaut is you can... His item build is very wide open.
There's some truth to that, to
you,
a certain extent.
You can get Brian. Quite a bit. Yeah.
It's we haven't been recording for how long?
This died.
Damn it.
We're still recording. We just have to figure... Can you get it from that?
Yeah. I'll just have to...
The show must go
Sorry,
on, Brian.
Yeah.
The show
I can,
must go on.
No, I can download the MP4 and just grab the
exactly.
audio out of it.
That stinks.
We're going to keep going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep going. It's there fine. We go. I can edit it.
I know. That's fine.
It's well, just the live stream and the YouTube video that's a little...
Let's not keep going then.
Anyway.
Why don't you have batteries?
Look, I didn't know we would need it, okay?
Big time.
It's okay.
Anywho, okay, so one thing that I really liked about Juggernaut is his item build is really wide open.
I would agree with that because you can play him as support.
No, you can't. Technically, you can, but it wouldn't be successful.
I disagree. Completely.
I get tired of being the troll, so thank you this week.
Okay, Jared, mark my words, We Like Dota listeners. I'm going to tweet... and put stuff up when Jared and I do this match. We'll live stream it. We'll see how it goes. And I'm fully prepared to make a retraction. And
I'm gonna have you play it because you play our semi-carry supports like a silencer.
I love playing those heroes.
I'll play it too, so then we at least have three of us.
He could support just as well as a silencer.
No,
that's silence.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
That global silence is so good.
Yeah.
It is, but I think... Yeah, anyway. Okay.
Let's talk about items on Juggernaut.
Carry on.
Okay, items on Juggernaut.
Phase boots.
There's some core items here. Yes. Wand, phase boots, or power treads.
I love phase boots on him.
It's a preference. I think phase boots is the way to go.
I do, too.
I think so, too.
Because you can start the Blade Fury, and then you kick on the phase boots.
Oh, it's so much faster.
And then you have movement speed, and just...
And you can go through units with fades on.
Absolutely.
So
it's pretty great.
You'll be chopping folks down with that thing.
Yes.
And this is even, I wouldn't necessarily say it's core, but it almost is Aghanim Scepter. It's so good on him.
I don't even know if I would go that far. I think it's a great option.
You don't
but I don't
need
think
it,
you
though.
Have to go it. Yeah, I think you can do it. Battle Fury.
If you're playing him as a support,
like
you
a butterfly, you can do all kinds of other things.
No, I definitely agree. I think that it's a great item that's going to give you an extra 600 or so damage.
Sure.
So.
Yeah,
it just depends on whether... I mean, the damage is coming from the ultimate, right? So it just depends on whether you want to be that one-hit wonder or if you want to have sustainable damage, because it's different types of damage.
Yeah, well, the Aghanim Scepter is going to give you sustainability as well, because it's going to give you so many extra hit points with the Ogre Club and the point booster.
Not sustainability, but giving you sustainable damage output.
Okay.
Because you can melt somebody's face off, but then you're done.
Right, then your right click sucks.
Right. It's whether you want the right click or whether you want that really, really powerful ultimate.
Yeah. Right, that's on a 70 second cooldown.
It depends on what's going on with my team at that point. I tend to lean towards... I want to make sure I can do damage to everybody and not the one person, because if I take one person out of the match, is
that
enough?
Well, with Omnislash, if you use that at the beginning of a team fight, it's going to hit everyone.
Depending on where they are, it's Omnislash a 425 radius. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't... It's still... You've got that one shot at hitting everybody versus...
Right.
You know, if they're spread out, it just... Yeah. It seems less flexible to me.
Yeah.
You've got the one option, and if you screw up that one option, mm-hmm. you've got another minute and a half to wait.
I agree, and I think if you're the hard carry, the number one hard carry, I think you want to bypass Ag Scepter. But if you're the number two
carry...
That's
exactly what I'm saying.
A semi-carry or a support or something.
I think it works best to get the Ag Scepter.
Right, I think that's what I'm saying. If they're counting on you to be the damage, I don't know if that's great. If they're counting on you to like be an assassin, kill one guy or two guys and
right.
get out,
and,
then
and
you're okay.
The biggest thing I think to think about this as well... his ultimate isn't like Luna's ultimate in the fact that if there's only one person around, they're taking all of that Omni Slash.
Yeah.
Correct.
With Luna's, there's a cap on it.
It can be overkill with the Omni Slash, is I guess what I'm saying. And so,
oh, yes. Totally. It could be.
If you catch somebody at one-on-one, they're dead.
But I think you got them with eggs or without eggs at that point.
Well, depending on the time of the game.
Yeah. It does. It just depends. Again, you're adjusting based on the match. I just don't think it's a core item. I don't think you always grab it.
No, I would agree with that.
I totally agree.
I would agree with that.
So there's other items that you can get. Mjolnir, Battle Fury, Desolator, Daedalus, Butterfly.
any damage item.
Carry items.
It's your carry item stuff. Yeah, it's your normal. I think eggs makes him a little different that he can grab that.
So
yeah.
You're really building more damage items on him than like...
Support items.
No. Wait, no. You probably want a force staff.
You don't necessarily need to get like a BKB or something
right,
like
that's what
that.
I'm saying.
Or a blink dagger.
Sustainability yeah. or an assault cure is something like that.
It's probably
a better option.
He's got
team.
It based on his Q, I think yeah. brings enough sustainability there. And he tends to get... strong enough, and I don't feel like he's squishy. I wouldn't call him a squishy hero.
I wouldn't say he's not squishy though.
Well,
he's an agility carry, so
he is, but
he's not gonna he's not gonna tank up.
He's but he's not.
His strength gain isn't great.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's only 1 point.
I think just because of his Q, he doesn't seem like he's gonna instantly melt to things. You right. know, so I think that gives him a lot
more. He does have 2.85 agi gain though. So.
Hey,
there you go.
How you do?
So that's gonna help his armor. And it's going to help his attack speed,
right? Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, it's all good things.
Both.
The build that I went with him, because he was one of my compendium heroes.
Right.
Yes, I'm still working on them.
I've got two left as well, but okay. I haven't played in 17 weeks.
I've got rookies. Three, and I did not have a baby.
Right. Correct.
But I am the producer for a mildly successful Dota podcast.
Sure.
If that.
We currently have... One person.
One viewer.
One viewer.
But they put a comment, whatever it says.
Yeah. They're going to steal
Hi, what's up?
WLD TV.
But yeah, I did wand, phase boots, and then I went Maelstrom,
okay.
Axe Scepter,
yeah.
Mjolnir,
ooh.
Which is BA on him.
I have not tried that on him, because I've played a little bit of Juggernaut. Do you really like it on him?
Yeah, I love it, because that shield really kind of tanks him up a little bit.
And the attack speed, man.
It's great. You just farm up like crazy. I almost exclusively prefer Mjolnir to Battle Fury.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. On him, it would make sense, in my opinion.
Yeah, it just depends
because
whether
his right-click is not... something that you're counting on most times.
Yeah. It just depends whether you want to trade off that shield for, like, guaranteed cleave every right click.
Well, right.
With Battle
yeah.
Fury. And Battle Fury has really nice stats.
Yeah.
But with Mjolnir, you have, like, plus 85 damage or something crazy like
right.
that. And, let's see, beyond that, I think I went for... I don't think I got anything beyond that, because we won.
Yeah, that's a lot of items.
Yeah. So I had a good time with that. I had a good time with Juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. That.
I'm glad.
Okay, guys, glad. Let's move on.
I'm not sad.
Let's move on to
might
the item of
I
the week.
Okay. Oh, we're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back. It was.
Was it successful or was it?
It was successful with friend of the show, Cheeks of Flappin.
Is he the only one that cared?
I think so.
Perfect. Okay,
but we're still going to do it again.
Yeah,
but we really like to talk. So we're going to talk about Magic Stick.
You raise a good point.
Magic Stick.
It's more than just a song by Lil' Kim.
We did confirm it is Lil' Kim.
Correct. So,
for full disclosure, I thought it was Queen Latifah. I was wrong.
Well, because you're, what, 70?
Because I'm old. I don't know.
And
who
you're like, I know it's a black woman.
You're like the
who's Lil' Kim?
You're I like mean, a fear plus
Like,
Psy.
I knew it was a female rapper, and that's all I knew.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
about right.
You are a fear plus
I don't think I've ever
Excalibur
heard of,
years old.
I've yes. never heard of Lil' Kim, so I don't know.
Magic Stick costs 200 gold. It has an active ability on it.
Okay.
What's the active?
The active ability, energy charge.
Wait, which one's Magic Stick? Oh, that's like the really...
That's the
that's
basic.
Not Magic Wand.
That's
it's
the
magic,
basic.
You're talking
Correct.
Magic Stick.
It's Magic two, Stick.
200 coins.
Ben, if you would just let me finish.
It's basically like it's like a healing potion.
All questions will be revealed yeah. if you let me finish, Ben.
It looks like a little stick with a blue thing at the end.
But it works like a healing potion.
Yeah.
It works kind of. Nothing like a healing potion.
Kind of does.
All right, I'm going to talk about Magic Stick. Magic Stick has an active ability, energy charge, gains charges, max 10, based on enemies using abilities in a nearby area. When activated, it restores health and mana based on the number of charges stored. And the number of health and mana restored per charge is 15. So at 10, you get a maximum of 150 health or mana
Which restored. Is instant.
Correct.
And almost works like a healing potion.
No.
Except it just adds it instead of being overtime.
Well.
And you can't deny it.
Yeah.
So this thing
so nothing
gains,
like it.
This thing gains.
Well, different than you're thinking the healing salve, which is different than a healing potion. They're okay. both kind of like healing potions. Go Gosh, ahead, Brian.
Ben, why are you even here tonight?
I'm not sure.
I don't know why I invited you.
I don't know either.
This is terrible.
You make your choices. You got to live with
Carry
them.
Carry on.
So whenever anybody in a specific area around you, I don't know what the radius is.
I don't think it says.
It doesn't say. You gain a charge, and yeah. then when you
it
get
doesn't
him,
say the radius. I'm actually curious about the radius.
It does
I
not.
Was too. Let me check the Dota wiki.
Checking those hard hitting facts, Jared. But
so
yeah, this.
Why would anybody stick with the magic stick instead of getting a magic wand?
That's a good question, Ben. Because
I have those occasionally.
If you upgrade to a magic wand,
that was almost scripted, guys.
Right.
A magic wand is 3 iron branches plus a recipe.
Right.
So if you're a support. That's like 2 sets of wards.
Okay.
To upgrade.
Yeah, because it's 300 gold.
If you're a carry, it makes sense because you're freeing up an inventory slot.
Correct. And getting stats.
Correct. But if you are a support, you're basically.
You're not going to have 300 gold to spend on that.
Yeah. You want to save that gold.
I mean, what if you got the little branches anyways, right? As a support, sometimes you would. Well, you probably didn't. Is that the argument? You maybe didn't get as many?
Normally, if I'm playing support, if I have an inventory slot to grab a branch, I buy a clarity.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you just don't grab the branches. That's a good point.
Sometimes I'll get the branches and go to a magic wand, but a lot of times what I'll do is partway through the laning phase, I'll sell the branch and just pick up a magic stick.
See, I'm a carry. I don't know how this stuff works. That's what I'm curious.
It's whatever. It's
what it is.
It's whatever you want to do. I think yeah. the magic stick is really good to get. You can buy it in the side shop.
Good info.
Value item.
You know, I'm always surprised, and even with my own lack of knowledge on how much stuff's in the side shop. I mean, I think people don't realize.
Any booth that you want to make, you can get at the side shop.
Yeah, like there's so much stuff you can get in the side shop, and people waste the courier bringing stuff they don't need to bring. I need to get better at knowing what's there.
Sometimes you can't safely get to the side shop, though.
Correct, but
that is true.
There's that, but I'm just saying there's a lot of missed opportunities just to slide in there, grab what you want, and grab out and get out. You know?
Like Blink Dagger, you can buy in the side shop.
Crazy, yeah.
It's awesome.
There we go. There's all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah. So I like to buy. Don't start out with a mana or with a magic stick. Start out with tangos and a healing salve. Buy magic stick probably about 5 minutes into the game.
Or see who you're laying against and see if it'll be worth it.
Correct.
1,200 radius from a.
Oh, that's a lot.
Viewer of the show, Ownerism.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, live watcher of the show.
I'm glad we're streaming on Twitch.
And you're glad that I'm playing on my phone now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, I just got it on Dota
Thank
Wiki.
You, Ben. I'm so happy that you're here now.
Thank you, Ownerism.
Thank you.
You're so glad that I'm here to see Ownerism's answer.
Yes.
Which may or may not be correct. We haven't double-checked it. Assuming it's right.
We'll just assume.
I'm assuming it's right as well.
So yeah, I like to pick this up a couple of minutes into the laning phase once I've kind of burned through my tangos and my healing sass. If you're laning against somebody like...
Somebody's calling you out too.
Confirmed.
Like a Lena.
You're getting called out.
Why?
Hey, we got viewers, guys.
Somebody said you can make you can't get Ring of Protection for Tranquil Boots.
You're right. 100% right.
So there we go. You guys are good. You guys are just calling us out left and right.
This is why we usually preface with the fact that
we didn't say we didn't know anything today.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't crap.
And I think they want to be calling out Jared. Not just to clarify,
yeah, that was me. We don't know anything.
Yeah. We just like talking.
No, thanks. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, seriously.
So anyway, that's magic stick. Let's move on with the rest of the show.
So many lies.
So many lies.
All right. So we're gonna move on to noobs.
I love Twitch chat.
We're gonna move on to noobs asking noobs.
Okay.
Which is just what it sounds like. Usually, people who are asking these questions know more than we do.
Most times.
So I can't guarantee the factual accuracy of any of these responses, and take it all with a grain of salt.
Good preface.
As you should with the rest of the show, because we don't know what the crap we're doing, okay?
But we do like talking to each other.
We're here for entertainment value only.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this question comes from Mr. Looney Man.
Okay.
From our subreddit.
Thank you, Mr. Looney Man, for your submission.
And he writes. My question is on how to counter a hero that is quite popular at the lower brackets.
Okay.
Sniper.
Oh, it's freaking Sniper.
Now, I know this guy is squishy, and you should always be trying to outlane the person you're in the lane with.
Right.
But is there a good way to counter him? If you are stuck mid against him and you are a melee hero,
you're screwed.
Is there some way of getting past his long range?
Not really.
Yeah, if you are melee against Sniper in the mid lane, that matchup shouldn't even happen.
Yeah.
That just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's super unfortunate.
Maybe, what do you do if it happens?
You just lose.
You
the
ask
game.
For, no. You ask.
You
for
ask for a rotation.
Yeah, you ask for rotation,
and it probably won't help. And you'll probably lose the game because
you're
of
a Debbie Downer about this. My gosh.
Yeah, I am a Debbie Downer because it sucks.
It's terrible. No, yeah. There's really nothing you can do against that.
Yeah. Well,
I think you just gank like crazy.
Well, yeah,
That's exactly it.
So there's something you can do. You have to be on a team that's willing to help you out.
Right. But one on one. No, you're hosed.
Ask for your side lanes to gank.
That's why there's four other people. Yep.
Correct.
Right. Yep. That's what you hope for.
But if it is one-on-one, it's going to be a rough lane.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, Sniper is very, very squishy. He doesn't have any natural escape mechanism.
Right.
So, and his move speed isn't great.
No.
Not initially, he's all right.
So,
the thing that he really relies on is in team fights, he's going to be kind of towards the outskirts of the fight. Mm-hmm. And just right clicking, and the thing that really counters him real hard is if you can blink in and stun him.
Right.
Or my favorite counter to a Sniper is Vengeful Spirit.
Right. Yeah, you can swap him.
You can swap, and then he's just dead.
Right. My favorite counter is Undying, because you can steal his strength, and then he's even more squishy.
Right.
Because I mean, if you get his base strength is so low.
Yeah.
He only has like 450 hit points. You hit him with two of those decays that steals his strength. He has like 250 hit points.
It gets to be a little rough.
Yeah. So that's my personal favorite.
I've got two suggestions from the people who are watching this on Twitch. They said Tiny and PA were both suggested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking for hero counters.
Why Tiny?
You can toss.
Oh, right. Yeah. PA, especially that evasion, will really help quite a bit.
But if you're another melee, you're Sand King mid for some reason.
Right. So if you're playing against Sniper, it's just a matter of changing up your item build and just knowing how to adjust your playstyle to him.
Yeah, he's all of his damage is physical, I believe, aside from I think shrapnel is even physical.
We'd have to look into that.
I don't know for sure.
These viewers are going to call you right out.
I have no problem with that.
That's fine.
But then at that point you're going to want to build armor.
And I'm guessing if you're in the lower skill brackets,
which we are. Yeah.
And then some.
Twitch viewer, my MMR is 1800.
He's most definitely going to have a Shadow Blade.
Right.
So carry Dust with you, carry Sentries with you, and you'll just shut him down real hard. And
you'll win. No, that is true.
And that guy will never want to pick Sniper ever again.
He probably will, though. And I'm just saying, support Sniper can happen.
Gosh, are we going to have this discussion again, Jim?
Oh, stop it. What's our next topic?
So continue.
All right, next topic is community updates.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Friend of the show.
That's something we actually know about because we're in charge of it.
Yes.
There we go.
Kind of-ish.
Yeah.
We drafted the person who's in charge of it.
Yeah.
So continue.
Friend of the show, P-Frog, has made a really great kind of clip reel of various matches that we like Dota citizens or denizens. We need to come up
with all right, so assassinate's magical, my bad.
Very good.
Thanks, guy.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I wish there was a Dota 2 wiki app, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
That would make our
that site's so
much
hard to pull up on your phone.
Yeah. Anyway, P-Frog made a really great highlight clip that different We Like Dota community members were a part of, so go check that out on the subreddit. And we also had community night this past Friday.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm willing to say it was a great success.
Rousing.
We had enough people there that I was not able to play, and I casted all of the matches live, and that was great.
Aside from the last one that I played.
Correct, aside from the last one that you played. And you can check all the VODs and all my commentary and everything for those on our YouTube channel, which is at youtube.com/WeLikeDota. And I legitimately had a great time doing the casting.
And you did a good job, man.
Yeah, it seemed like it was really fun.
I feel like for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, I did a admirable job.
Right. You're able to at least fill the void with sound.
Correct.
So, good job.
That's half the battle. So yeah, you can check those out at youtube.com/WeLikeDota. And you can also check us out on the internet at WeLikeDota.com. Oh, yeah. And we are also at WeLikeDota on Twitter and YouTube. And check out our Reddit, our subreddit at reddit.com/r/WeLikeDota. Ben, where can we find you online?
I'm at Dota Yadneb on Twitter. And I have 20 followers.
That's a big milestone. About two weeks ago, you had 12.
Yeah, right? That's
I still don't understand Twitter. I don't know if I care.
Okay. Well, you're 7,000 years old. So
what's that?
You're 7,000.
It's like 7,000.
It's like the modern day equivalent of telegrams, which I think you should understand telegrams.
I do get those. Right. That makes a lot more sense.
Sometimes they sing.
Good. Right. Jared, where can we find you online?
My Twitter handle is +3000, PLUS number 3000.
Perfect.
And I am not tweeting a lot right now.
Yeah.
Because of the whole baby situation.
Right.
So.
That baby is cute as freaking crap, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that is a cute baby. Most babies are just like,
gosh,
alien-like.
Yeah, really strange.
Probably because it's mine that I think it's less alien-like than most babies.
No, no, you legitimately have a human-looking baby. It's great.
It's good. It's good.
I can't say that.
It's really what we were hoping for.
Right. It looks like it's human.
Yeah. Is not to have an alien baby. So, yes. Good deal. Good
and
deal.
You can find me personally on Twitter at Byinger, B-Y-I-N-G-E-R. And yeah.
We do have the Twitter as well for the show that you've been tweeting on.
I did mention that earlier.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
How about the Guild? I mean, the Guild has been really getting a little bit more activity lately. Yeah, how do people join the Guild?
You can join the Guild by putting up a thread on the subreddit, or you can... Yeah, just go to the subreddit. All the directions on how to add people to Steam, you got to get a Steam invite.
Which Steam I think would Field Studies would be okay throwing his name out there. So if you look
friend of the show, Field Studies, right,
he's
will
the
help
community
you out.
Manager. Correct. Or no, what is he? The guild manager. He's something.
Yeah. He's in charge of our guild.
He's in charge of our guild. So if you friend request Field Studies, field_studies.
Right.
There's only one, and he will add you to the guild. He's very friendly about that.
And we're still in pre-alpha engaging interest for the We Like Dota League.
Right.
So there's a thread about that on the subreddit if you're interested in doing that. We don't even know what that looks like or what it'll be.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like a bowling league for Dota 2. So if you're interested in that, get on the subreddit and let us know if you're interested in that. And I think that'll wrap up the show for this week. So Perfect. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you all next time.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah, thanks.